This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're planning Thanksgiving. Now, a lot of time and energy goes into what we eat for Thanksgiving, but what about what we drink? For that, I found a local wine enthusiast and biker. Biker's day job is architect, but she also works weekends at Unwind, a wine boutique in Midtown Anchorage. She knows a lot about wine these days, but that wasn't always the case.
Probably like any other young girl, I started with the Boone's Farm and the awful, you know, things of that nature, and quickly worked myself up to have, I don't know if I call it a refined palate, but a more expensive one, certainly.
And that was a big factor in Biker learning more about wine. She says if she's going to spend more than $15 on a bottle of wine, she wants to like it. So she started asking questions.
What is it I'm tasting? You know, why do I love this? That made me think about it. Think about the way it smelled, the way it looked, the way it tasted, the way it hit my mouth when I drank it.
Biker says she loves Thanksgiving, and not just the eating part.
I just have a lot of fun with trying to pair the appropriate wines with the food that we have.
And that can be tricky with so many rich and heavy foods. That's why Biker starts her Thanksgiving with a bang, or in this case, a pop.
I'll typically start off with champagne. If I were to recommend something, though, I would say sparkling rosé. It's different. It's got that little bit of red juice to it. But I think what it does is it sets that celebratory mood. And when you're drinking a sparkling between multiple appetizers, it sort of acts as a palate cleanser.
Next up, and probably the most important, is what to drink with your turkey, ham, or roast.
I'm definitely going to lean towards a red on this one. And you always hear about Pinot Noir and Zinfandel. And those are great choices. But this particular Thanksgiving, I'm going to kind of throw a curveball and do Grenache. So a typical Grenache is going to be medium bodied, really low in tannins, kind of spicy. You're going to get huckleberry and wild strawberry. It's such an easy drinking red, but it's not one that you typically see on the Thanksgiving table.
And lastly, we're going to need something to drink with that pumpkin pie.
This is a hard category for me because I'm not a big sweets person. I tend to lean towards tawny ports. It's a fortified wine. It's fortified with grape brandy. On the scale of sweetness, it kind of falls in the middle. The older they are, the more fig and nutty flavors like walnuts that you're going to get. It's an absolutely beautiful wine.
Okay, so as much fun as this is, I think most families, mine included, will not be pairing wine with individual foods. We're going to get as many different foods on the plate as we can. So what's the one wine you would pick to go with a traditional Thanksgiving plate?
The one wine. Well, in my personal opinion, and what I plan on bringing to the table this year is going to be Grenache. I think it's so dynamic and so interesting. There's so many characteristics from Grenache that I think most people would find incredibly pleasing and complimentary to, you know, most everything that makes up the bulk of a Thanksgiving dinner.
For the non-drinkers at your Thanksgiving, Biker says you can't go wrong with sparkling cider. She says there's also non-alcoholic wine out there that's pretty good.
They actually mimic the taste of wine quite well. It's pretty amazing. With that being said, it's not something that I would drink, unless, of course, I needed to.
And we can't forget about the leftovers. Biker says she likes her turkey and gravy sandwich the next day with a nice glass of Pinot Noir. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron, and happy Thanksgiving.